with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Empire KBCR's Uncovered in the Archives is a show that gives voice to the Inland Empire. Recently, an episode focusing on the lost paintings in the catacombs of the Riverside Mission Inn won an award. I spoke with Brad Pomerantz, the host and co-executive producer of Uncovered in the Archives, about the award-winning episode. Your episode for Uncovered in the Archives earned recognition in the 12th National Arts and Entertainment Journalism Awards, taking third place for short documentaries. Can you tell me about the episode?
This was an episode that we filmed at the historic Mission Inn in Riverside, California. And what many people may not know is that the Mission Inn is home to the iconic Henry Chapman Ford California Mission painting. Those paintings were the inspiration for the Spanish Revival movement that we see in so many buildings and homes throughout Southern California in the late 19th and early 20th century. If you walk through the Mission Inn, you can see these paintings. What's amazing is those paintings were almost lost into the dustbin of history. The Mission Inn, as many of you know, fell into disrepair. And when that happened, so did the paintings. And if it wasn't for literally one of the housekeepers, those paintings would have been thrown away. But fortunately, they were not, and they were restored. And now some of the most iconic paintings from the late 19th century are on the walls of the Mission Inn in Riverside. And that's what we featured on this episode of Uncovered in the Archives.
Do you think that the Inland Empire is underrepresented in documentaries, in arts and media in general?
That is an understatement, and that is the reason why we are so excited to be able to produce Uncovered in the Archives on KVCR. We specifically feature stories in and about the Greater Inland Empire. It's a region of 5 million people, probably bigger than about 30 or 35 states, and yet Riverside, San Bernardino doesn't have its own commercial TV stations. It just has KVCR. And so I feel so fortunate that I can be the conduit to be able to tell stories about the history of this remarkable region in the state of California.
Absolutely. I feel fortunate to be able to have access to that because I'm a proud Inland Empire resident. So
there you have it.
Well, you know, congratulations on the award. I'm looking forward to seeing more. I see that there's a Knott's Berry Farm episode coming up.
That is right. We are in the midst of producing our final episode in season one of Uncovered in the Archives. It's going to be an extravaganza about the 100th anniversary of Knott's Berry Farm, which may be in Orange County, but its roots are in the Inland Empire because Knott's Berry Farm was essentially birthed from Calico, which is in San Bernardino County. And so there's a big tie in there. So be sure to catch Uncovered in the Archives every Sunday at 9 o'clock p.m. And if you have any ideas for history that you want us to uncover in the archives, reach out to us. We're on the KVCR website.
That was Brad Pomerantz, Uncovered in the Archives. Gusty Santa Ana winds will continue today in Riverside County and could create hazardous conditions for high-profile vehicles traveling through mountain passes, according to the National Weather Service. The agency issued a high wind warning that will last until noon Friday in the Riverside metropolitan area, the Riverside County Mountains, and the San Gorgonio Pass near Banning, but not the Coachella Valley. Winds are expected to be between 20 and 35 miles per hour today, with isolated gusts possibly reaching 55 miles per hour along mountain ridgetops. Wind speeds will increase slightly this afternoon before calming down again early Friday. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.